USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying making plans to add a space force to the U.S. military
is not only a matter of national identity, but a matter of national security.
The president speaking during a meeting yesterday at the White House of the National Space Council, saying he has ordered the Pentagon
to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a space force as the sixth branch of the armed forces.
Down here on Earth, President Trump is moving to hit China with yet more tariffs, ordering his trade office to look for $200 billion worth of products for additional tariffs at a rate of 10%, saying the new sanctions are aimed at, again, trying to get China to change what he sees as unfair trade practices. And you are listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
The Secretary of Homeland Security defending the Trump administration's border policies and its zero tolerance when it comes to enforcing laws on the books concerning children who are brought across the border illegally with their illegal immigrant parents. Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen telling a law enforcement summit in New Orleans,
"If you cross the border illegally, we will prosecute you. If you make a false immigration claim, we will prosecute you."
Meanwhile, Texas Republican Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz have unveiled separate bills that look to keep illegal immigrant families together. In fact, Senator Cruz wants to build new temporary shelters where the families could stay together. It's been a month and the Kilauea volcano just keeps on erupting on Hawaii's Big Island. Hundreds of homes have been destroyed. The Stanley Cup champs will have a new man behind the bench next season. Even though they just won the Cup, Capitals head coach Barry Trotz announced his resignation yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A federal judge blocks a Kansas law that required voters to show proof of citizenship. The judge ruling the law violates the 14th Amendment and the National Voter Registration Act. Under that law, voters had to show a passport or birth certificate or other proof of citizenship in order to register to vote. New York State's health department may soon recommend legalizing marijuana in that state. As recently as last year, the Democratic governor, Andrew Cuomo, was calling pot a gateway drug. But now he says the facts have changed. New York's health commissioner, Howard Zucker, says a study determined the pros outweigh the cons of legalizing weed, and that a regulated legal program should be available to adult New Yorkers. He says the inquiry considered public safety and health concerns, as well as economics and taxation benefits. And Tesla CEO Elon Musk says a disgruntled employee tried to sabotage the electric car company. Musk sending an email to employees saying the worker gave large amounts of sensitive information to unknown third parties. And Musk claims that that unnamed worker wanted a promotion that he didn't get. Musk also noted there are many outside forces that want to see his company fall. And he told employees to be extra vigilant as the company ramps up production of its Model 3 car. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.